Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee. I hope all of your trails are very happy. We'll be back your way with some community conversation. Some friends will join us in the morning show studios after the ABC News update, which is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. 74 degrees right now, WRCO-FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A partial verdict has been decided in Sean Combs' trial, but the jury cannot agree on the racketeering charge, so they'll be back at it this morning. ABC's Aaron Katursky with more.
The 8-man, 4-woman jury reached a verdict on 2 counts of sex trafficking and 2 counts of transportation for the purposes of prostitution. But on racketeering conspiracy, the jury wrote in a note, "We have jurors with unpersuadable opinions on both sides." Combs looked shaken, slumped in his seat, wiping his eyes as his lawyers stood around him, his children rushing back to court.
The suspect in the Idaho college student murders will be in court today, where he is expected to change his plea to guilty. Brian Koberger expected to receive 4 consecutive life sentences with no chance of parole. 2,000 flight cancellations on Tuesday because of the weather, most of them in and out of New York and Washington. Some of those affected by the airline troubles, members of Congress who have been called back, the House anyway, to the Capitol to vote on the budget bill. This is ABC News. Evacuations issued on Tuesday for people in Hartford, Wisconsin, following a train derailment. ABC's Michelle Franzen has more.
The freight train was carrying lumber, diesel, and even laughing gas. That train derailed, causing minor injuries to 3 train workers. Hartford Fire Chief Tony Burgard says 3 train engines and 19 cars in all overturned. But he says the diesel was not likely the cause of that evacuation.
So we tried to make the leak as small as possible. There is a waterway, a tributary that does lead into the Rubicon River, that it looks like we are successful keeping all the diesel fuel out of that tributary.
The cause of the leak still under investigation. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The company behind Corona Beer says sales are slowing. Constellation Brands reporting net sales of just over $2.5 billion in the most recent quarter, missing expectations. Tariffs on beer imports and aluminum for the cans, both hitting Corona's bottom line. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning. This is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Pamela's will be closed on July 4th and 5th to celebrate Independence Day. I hope everyone enjoys a safe, fun-filled holiday weekend. From Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center in Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
Thanks to the Schultz Mortgage Team for sponsoring WRCO Hometown Weather Watch. Call 608-738-8765 to learn how you can buy a home with less than 20% down.
A high in the mid to upper 80s today with west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a small chance of showers or thunderstorms, a low of 65. Thursday, mixed skies and muggy, isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible, a high of 87. Thursday night, a low of 69 with isolated showers possible. And for the 4th, partly cloudy, hot and humid, heat indices can reach the upper 90s in the afternoon and a high of 91. Celebrate with color and save big. Now through July 5th at Bailey Paint and Decorating's 4th of July sale. For great paint and so-so jokes. Why did the painter bring a ladder to the store? Because they were going to take their color scheme to the next level. Located in downtown Richland Center, Bailey's is your trusted Benjamin Moore dealer, offering a full line of paints, stains, and accessories. Whether you're giving your deck a facelift or creating a bold indoor look, their expert team is ready to help. Don't miss out. The sale ends July 5th. Bailey Paint and Decorating, where color meets inspiration.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Pratt County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Pratt County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Pratt County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Pratt County Building Supply.
Back when I was a kid, we used to ride our bikes in the 4th of July parade. Then we'd have a picnic
and blow the crap out of some fireworks. We had rockets, cake, shells, missiles, fountains, firecrackers, sparklers. Oh, the sky was filled with bomb diggity hoop like a boss all night long.
Get your own sick fireworks at Joe Blow's Fireworks in Reedstown, Ferryville, and Prairie du Chien. For more information, visit jbfireworks.com.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. On our morning show today from WRCO Radio, we're here to talk about many events going on related to the local Kiwanis Club in Richland Center, and we're going to talk to Steve Kohlstedt, Sheila Troxel, representing that organization. We had to look far and wide to find Joanne Krulatz, but she'll be here representing Partners for Prevention, and Jody Meaton is here, Richland Center Parks and Recreation Director as well. We talk about some summer programs, but Steve, we'll start with you since you drew the short straw, I guess.
You know, it's probably a good thing that I drew the short straw. But the Kiwanis Club is having their July Pancake Supper. And it's going to be on the 9th of July, starting at 5 o'clock at night and going to 7. It's the normal Pancake Supper that we have, and it's really aimed at the backpack program. So as many of the listeners know, one of our key projects that the Kiwanis Club does is provide backpacks to needy kids in our community. Last year we gave out over 200 backpacks. 70 different families were involved in that. But it takes a considerable amount of money to do that. And this is one of those key projects that raises money for our particular backpack program and really helps the community out. So it's an all-you-can-eat pancake supper. It starts at 5 o'clock in the evening, but generally speaking, the residents of the, or not residents, but the participants at the community center, the group of people who just love to eat by 4:30, they come in early and just, you know, devour what we have. But it includes pancakes, sausage, applesauce, and hot cherries, as well as a beverage, and it's an all-you-can-eat thing. And we also look at the goodwill offering for that as an opportunity to include everybody. You know, some people can't afford a certain amount of money, and all we ask is a goodwill offering of what you feel you can actually afford. And so the other side of that, it's the socialization that comes with it. Sitting down, having a meal, talking with other people who are friends. Maybe you're bringing your whole family in, and for a few bucks, you know, set them down at the table, and they get to have a meal. But all the proceeds go back into the community to a program that supports the education, the families, and the youth in our particular community in a very, very special way. Backpacks for us generally cost about $45 for the materials and another $20 for the backpack, so someplace around $60. And so the program itself generally goes around $6,000 to $7,000 a year. And this particular program is one of the kickoffs to that. It also makes people aware that we like to have people sign up in advance so that we can have adequate supplies on hand when we pack those backpacks for kids in need and families in need, so that we have enough supplies. You know, we've been very fortunate to have a lot of collaboration with some different vendors through the Kiwanis International program, where we get a tremendous discount in the cost of materials. But having it on hand, you know, we do actually service some walk-ins, but we'd just like everybody to actually sign up and make it known that we really need this particular materials. And so we have a sign-up that comes in early August. So the first one is August 2nd. That's a Saturday. It's at the Richland Center, Community Center. It's in their meeting room. It starts at 9 o'clock in the morning and goes to 11. The other one is a Wednesday night, which is August 6th, from 5 until 7, also at the Richland Center Community Center. And that sign-up is, again, for a couple hours. But that will be the basis for us making a large order of supplies and making sure we have things on hand for the backpack program. And if I didn't say, the pancake supper, which has traditionally been just a wonderful collaboration with Parks and Rec, because they let us use the community center. It's the same place we've had it for the last, ever since the community center opened up. So that's where we're actually having the pancake supper.
Is it income required to be eligible for a backpack?
No. You know, we're a non-for-profit, and the motto of the Kiwanis Club is that we serve the kids and families in our community. So no, if you think I can't afford it, you know, I just have had a bad year, or better yet, you know, the expenses to provide materials for kids to go to school, to dress them up, to look nice, to make sure that you know, all their needs before school starts are pretty expensive. If you just feel that you need this, all you have to do is sign up. We don't have any sign-up requirements. We'll take your name. We'll provide you with a sheet that indicates you've signed up for the program. And then when you come back in late August. We haven't set the date yet because we're looking for the date the school opens, and we usually provide it that Monday before school starts is when we provide the backpacks. But long story is, as long as we have you and we know you have a need, we'll provide you with materials. Now, a lot of times school and teachers provide a long list of things that they want in their classroom. What we've done is we've narrowed it down to providing the basics. It won't be, everything may not be on the list your teacher provides, but a good share of it will be. And so you may have to go out and purchase a few items to cover the waterfront. But for the most part, the basics are covered by the backpack program.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, what do you fill the backpacks with? But typically, pencils and
correct.
Pens.
But surprisingly, you know, as you get into middle school and high school, you know, it's scientific calculators. We even have some earbuds that go into it, you know, stuff like that. That, you know, when you and I were going to school, and of course I'm much, much older than you are, Phil, you know, it was probably, you know, some pencils and, you know, a couple of notebooks and that type of thing. And, you know, when I was going to college, we used computers that had paper tabs that we had to send through, and they were, the computers were, you know, 8 foot long and 4 foot high, and, you know, once in a while you got your information out right. It's much different than today. But, you know, but the basics we do try and provide based on what teachers are asking.
You didn't want to get your bell-bottom pants stuck in the printer or anything.
You know, I never had bell-bottom pants, Phil, not like you. You know, I'm a little older than you are. I was still straight cut back there, but my hairdo is much the same as it is when, you know, right now as it was when I was in college.
Well, you save money that way then with...
I just never had a lot of hair.
Well, I know that not only is the pancake supper going on, but you're glad to tie this in with some other things this year.
You know, I think those are really great opportunities to you know, maybe talk to some other people here. But, you know, there's a collaboration here of... three different organization in hoping to build awareness of some opportunities in the community. And the supper is one where you can, you know, take part in some of the other ones and just slip over and have a meal and support another program. I think that's what this whole radio program is about.
No doubt. Joanne Krulatz is here as well from Partners for Prevention. Joanne, what's going on with that organization that night?
We're going to be there because our whole goal is to increase community collaboration, and especially focusing on youth in the community, which Kiwanis does a great job of doing, because when you have healthy youth, you have a future for a healthy community, and which is proven in different medical and research, because a child's brain is not fully developed until they're early to mid-20s. So if you can keep them from using any kind of substances that ruin the brain, they're going to be healthier. 90% of adult addicts started using in their teenage years. So that's our main focus. But a healthy youth is healthy mentally and physically. So getting the things they need for school through Kiwanis, that helps their mental health because they don't feel like they're falling behind before they even step in the building. We're working on the addictions and the physical health, which is a great spot for the park and with the swimming pool. And so we want to help out the pool. I know the pool is looking for things for special needs children to be able to use in the pool. So we're going to make a donation for that. And we'll have a table telling about Partners for Prevention. I remember when it first started 7 years ago, people were like, oh, you're that teetotaling group that is against all. No, we're not. We're just against youth having access to those things, because that's what really matters. And that's what deteriorates their health and their brain. So that's why we feel this is a really good collaboration, because we're all focusing on the youth in our community. Some of the other things that we have coming up too, I mean, if you can't make it on the 9th, on August 5th, we participate in a national event, National Night Out, and that's with law enforcement and the fire department and ambulance service. And it's a great time for family. It is a national event, just like it says, around the country. And people can come out and meet their law enforcement and fire department and their ambulance service. And it's a good way for them to have a rapport. And so
we've gotten used to that event, and it's moved around a little bit. It's going to have a new location this year, isn't it?
Yep, we're going to be at the fairgrounds this year. And you know, it's been growing. Unfortunately, we couldn't use the campus anymore, and so we had it at the park last year. And but this year, because it's growing, we decided to move it out to the fairgrounds.
That should work well for you, I would think.
I think it will. We went out last week and kind of decided where we'll put vendors and all the equipment from the first responders and everything, and where you and Gary will be for your music. So we should have a good time.
Yeah, we should. Circling back to the 9th, then, it's going to be a big night for area youth. And I think one of the things that Steve talked about, too, about, you know, filling the backpacks and taking away anxiety, that's kind of a big thing, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, between kids that already suffer from not, you know, they see what their neighbors have, you know, it's always grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. I don't think that's changed. That's how it was when I was a kid. You know, you always saw the bigger and better stuff that your classmates had. Well, this kind of puts them on an even keel to start. They're not falling behind. And so, you know, when we can do that, that's the first step to a healthy child. And that's what's important for all of us here, because mm-hmm. our kids are our future.
Partners for Prevention, have you been successful in getting some grants and things like that recently?
We've gotten several grants. We get the DFC grant, which is the federal grant. That's $125,000 a year. We've gotten grants for, actually, we did a tobacco check. It works the same as an alcohol check when the youth go in and see if they can purchase alcohol or cigarettes. Those are pretty much covered because we do give the decoys, the youth that go in, we give them a gas card for their time. And then the Sheriff's Department, Police Department, of course, have to pay for their law enforcement. So we're able to get grants through that to help cover those expenses.
Mm-hmm. So that's very important for the public. And I know we're going to be doing some more shows on that topic coming up, because there's some the more events that Partners for Prevention will be a part of, right?
Well, I think what's important now is this whole idea of screen time and how the anxiety it causes on youth. And with the school district looking at, I don't want to say banning phones, but the kids won't have access to them in the classroom and in the halls. It's only before and after school they'll have access. There is actually research out there showing that it is better for kids not to have those cell phones in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we're focusing on next, because we don't want parents to be up in arms when the school district decides to do this. Next fall, the kids go to school and are told they have to keep their phones in their locker. There is research that supports this decision, and that's what we want to share with the public.
It's a good transition in, you know, less screen time, more outdoor time. Let's talk to Jody Meaden from the RC Parks and Rec. How's it been going this summer, Jody?
Pretty busy when the sun's shining, especially. That pool is packed. It's great to see all the families out there, all the kids splashing around. We get a lot of people from out of town. I record all the passes each day from dailies, and the non-resident, we're getting season passes for residents, obviously, but non-resident usually outweighs the resident passes. So that's kind of interesting. We want to support the coalition with Kiwanis Club. We really want to help out there with the 3:30 to 6 p.m. that night for July 9th. And the Goodwill offering, like they said, they will be matching a donation for $1,000 to go to an accessible piece in the parks. Because we're trying to build that as well for our parks and improve those all the time. We've also got a lot of events going on in July because it's Park and Rec Month. We put a banner out yesterday for Park and Rec Month. We have that event. We've got, a whole listing. We're doing a movie in the park with the Lions Club. They want to do a service event as well with Lions, 4-H Club, and us. We're going to show Despicable Me 4, and the movie's going to play at 9 o'clock, and there's going to be face painting and yard games beforehand. So Jenna and I were out with Janet and set up the big screen, and we had a little bit of a win that night that we were out there, but generally speaking, it's going to work out pretty good if we have good weather. So, and it'll be a fun little little addition to the park to have. We've always thought about doing flick and floats again at the pool and maybe thinking about managing that. But for now, we're starting in the park. So Lions Club, it's a free event for everyone. And Lions Club is going to provide popcorn and water. And then you can bring in, like approved beverages, of course, mm-hmm. you know. But so it should be a fun night. We have a yoga in the park with Lara coming up starting on July 14th. Let's see. So the hospital is going to host another day at the pool. They did three events last year, and so they're going to host July 23rd. So that'll be a great day to come to the pool as well for a free day for everyone. And then we're going to do a kids' night out again, July 25th. So July is pretty packed with good things. And we're still selling discount tickets for the Dells, Land of Natura, all the boat tours, Noah's Ark, Mount Olympus, those kind of things. So, and we have five more weeks of camps left, so lots of things for kids to do.
What are the numbers like? Pretty good participation this summer then?
Oh, yeah. Some of them, you know, there's a couple camps that are low in participation, but we like to kind of see if we can get them, instead of canceling, we like to get them involved, try to get them moved into another camp, if at all possible, just because there's some camps that really took off this year that last year may have been kind of a flop. But it's, you just never know what people are going to be interested in, what age group and everything. So, but the, you know, the baseball, the tiny teams, those are always huge. And it's so much fun to order all those t-shirts for those little kids. And we have 27 local businesses that sponsored us for those as well. So we're, you know, trying to collaborate with a lot of groups, and we get a lot of support from the area clubs, and we're very grateful for that. So,
have we had a cancellation of tiny teams and those kind? I don't think we have.
No, I don't
we?
Think so. You know, just weather, but we have the gym kind of saved for those days. It's kind of crazy in the gym with all of that, but
I bet.
Yeah, but at least we don't have to cancel. So,
this event on the 9th, then, what are the hours that people can take advantage of what's going on?
So after the break at 3 o'clock, it's a half-hour break. So at 3:30, you can get in for free until 6 o'clock when we close. And then whatever you choose to donate will go towards the purchase of that accessible piece, and also with the match for the $1,000. So,
tell us about what you're looking to get, so it'll be more accessible for, or handicap accessible, correct?
Yes. We worked with the ADA group that was formed with the city. The committee was working on a few different things, a few different options, maybe a swing that an actual wheelchair can roll into, other sensory items, maybe some music. You know, I see a lot of different parks, they have some, you know, what a timpani, or I'm not sure what it is, but it's a nice, you know, rainbow effect with all the different little music making things or visual things, you know, just a little more accessible, separate pieces. So maybe we won't change out the whole playground, but we probably have room to add satellite pieces like that. Mm-hmm. So, there's other, I'm trying to think of, you know, besides the wheelchair swing, I'm trying to think of other things right now. I should have brought that packet with me. But
you didn't know I was going to put you on the spot about
thanks
it.
Thanks a lot.
So, yeah.
I didn't think I had to talk when I came to the radio.
There's also an effort to get some new dugouts, too. I know you've been having some church league concessions. How's that going?
Yeah, Rick is really, he's going all out. He's been doing concessions for church league. Every event that he sees happening there, he's like, hey, can I do? And he is raising a ton of money, and he's really working hard. And he's done Culver's nights. He's got another Culver's night coming up. So he's really working hard for that. And we're working with Jason Glassbrenner on the design, and we've been measuring out what we have to do here, and hopefully we can get going on it soon. We did get RCYBS. I don't know if you were in the backfields. RCYBS and the high school building building class. They put in new dugouts on field one for us. We had already had the concrete donated a long time ago when Mr. Brewer, it was, put up dugouts on two. And so they replaced the roofs on dugouts two for us to put metal on there, and then they built all of them on field one. So that was amazing, an amazing project from RCYBS to get that going. So we've got a lot of new things happening. We've got a new sunshade that was donated for the splash pad that we just aren't going to be able to get up quite this, you know, this season. We'll get it done in the fall so that it'll be ready to go for next year. So there's a lot of great donations coming in for us, and people really want to make things better.
The Aquatic Center is a big draw. I mean, again, any idea of the area that you draw from, and you see some addresses come in that surprise you?
Oh, yeah. There are people coming on a regular basis from, you know, the Blue River, Bosque Belle, even Muscadet. I mean, but farther out, people will say, one person told the mayor, he told me the other day, he's like, they drove through town on 14, saw the big yellow slide, and made it a point to get there. So, I mean, we've got lots of passes from out of town, you know, people that have relatives that will come back for the summer as well. You know, Texas, Arizona, we see all sorts of zip codes, but the surrounding areas, Fenimore, I mean, yeah, they're coming from everywhere because we have a great facility. Mm-hmm. So
it's prime time.
It is prime time.
Summertime. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more. We've kept Sheila Troxell silent somehow for the first part.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay, we'll have more coming up here on the morning show in just a moment.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages. Number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
What would it take for my child to only miss half a day of school for treatment?
What would it take to find a cure for childhood cancer?
It would take all of us to come together to support the research. Research to discover more effective treatments for the 1 in 285 children in the U.S. who will be diagnosed with cancer. Children's Cancer Research Fund is a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Join us. Go to childrenscancer.org today.
Welcome back to the Morning Show on WRCO. We're talking about many projects and many entities here here on the Morning Show, tying it in with Kiwanis and the many things that that they have planned for this year and the event coming up on July 9th. So outgoing president, Sheila Troxell from the Kiwanis Club is here. You're wearing a lot of hats because what you do kind of ties in with the other things we've talked about today, Sheila.
It does, Phil. For example, on the Partners for Prevention, it's made up of 12 sectors, and I represent the civic organizations. So this was just kind of a natural fit when we started talking about the Kiwanis Supper for the backpack program. And I think, too, Betsy Raisler was very much in favor and the organization of really giving back to the Parks Department for all their help and all the projects that they have helped them with. So we just got to thinking and, we went to the Parks Department and said, you know, if we open up the pool on the night of the pancake supper, would you be willing to work with us on that? And then we know that they needed money to try to be raised for the special needs equipment. And so that's when Partners decided to put up the $1,000 match. Also, I wanted to mention on the donation side of that, anyone that does give a donation, their name will go in for a drawing for a free family pass for 2026 to the Aquatic Center. So that will be another piece of it. So we really encourage people to come out and take advantage of this free swim, and then when you're good and hungry, walk right across the street and come in for a pancake supper. Again, that's all free will donations, and it really helps the youth with the backpack program. And in between all of that, sign up for the backpack program, we have the National Night Out. Kiwanis were approached to open up their booth, and if anybody knows, this is the first time we've ever done that because it's being held at the fairgrounds. We have the best malts, the best cheese curds, pretty much best of a lot of things. And then there'll be other civic organizations there. So we're excited about that. And you know, there's many people that approach. I don't know if even people sometimes realize that the Kiwanis, the Lions, any of those civic organizations, they're also approached for donations as well. And so if we can, the more that we can raise and give back, then we can give back to other organizations as well.
That'll be great at National Night Out because you'll get the stand all ready to go for the fair, which is about a month away then as well.
That's exactly right, because Steve said he was going to order a lot more supplies. And I think he was, even though Steve's kind of quiet, I think he was kind of excited about this swim meet because he said that will draw more people in to see what our pancake suppers are like. And if you've ever not been to a Kiwanis pancake supper, there's nothing like them. They're just best. The best.
You wonder how many pancakes they've served over the years.
Oh, it has to be. Well, it wouldn't be as much as Annette Lewis.
Well, true.
Because she's the real pro. But, it's just great. And I think, too, I would be amiss if I didn't really give a shout out to Lizzie Forehand and the Key Club. Lizzie has really gotten a lot of kids involved. They've helped us with a lot of projects. The Boy Scouts also are very good to donate their time. And let me tell you, when we're going to be doing the roadside cleanup and those young legs that can go down in the ditches so we don't don't have to. We're very appreciative of that.
Okay, and that's coming up too. I suppose we'll be looking for them soon, right?
Yes, it'll be after, I think we're going to do it after the fair this year.
Oh, okay.
Because we had like the Hub City drag races, and then we were going to do it, and then we had the rodeo, and so we held off a little bit, and then we had it planned, and then unfortunately the weather didn't cooperate, so we had to postpone it again. So at this point, we'll probably do it after the fair.
Sure. July 9th, a busy night. We hope a lot of people will come out then.
We're hoping a lot of people come out. It, you know, like Steve said, a lot of people will start coming in at 4:30, and it's all you can eat. It's free will donation. Partners for Prevention will be there just handing out. If someone has some questions or would like some literature, they'll be there as well. So it's just a great collaboration to help the youth of our community. No matter the age or anything, we're just there to help.
Now, I introduced you as outgoing president, so then switches back to the old guard again.
And let me tell you, he's a hard act to follow. And Steve has been so great in just guiding me in so many areas, because this was, I belong to a lot of boards and things, but I have not been president. And it's kind of stressful, but, you know, he's just very calm and keeps me on the no anxiousness. Like, did I book something or should I book something? So, just a great mentor.
Mm-hmm. And that when does that transition take place? Steve takes over then again as president?
I believe it's in August is when it is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
So we just had elections, and we're always looking for people to join. I think all civic organizations are. They each give back in a special way. And so if you're thinking about joining some, you know, you don't have to always, you know, attend the meetings. We understand that with work and things like that. But if you can just come and help out, we have some great volunteers that have just show up to work the fair, because the fair is 4 days long, and you know it's warm in there, and but it just goes so much faster, and just the friendships you make from it. But I just love how the civic organizations all work together. They're all there to support each other. We try to each have our own specialties, but then like if somebody comes to the window and says, hey, you know, I want a cheeseburger, okay, go right over there, you know, that's where they're serving it, or a piece of pie from the Lions, you know, or the 4-H clubs, you know, everybody is just there to do the best for our community that we can.
Always want to get some young people involved if you can, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't think I can ask the football team anymore to do anything.
You got an in there, I know that.
Well, sometimes I think other people will just say, maybe you call him and then he'll do it for you.
Okay. Speaking of which, how are the Buzz Bucks going?
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. He's got a few more sponsorships that he needs to raise, but he has just been selling out, and it has just been an awesome program, and just a great fundraiser for all involved, and not only for the youth of the community, but the businesses. And we have heard so many people say, you know, I've just stayed local and bought the product here. And that was his whole goal, is to give back to the businesses, because like I've said many times in the past, having been a local business owner for so long, the amount of requests that you get for donations, and they're all great, whether it's a fundraiser or it's, you know, something for a family in need, it is really hard on the businesses, because they get hit so many times. And I just have to give a big shout out to the businesses of Richland Center. They always come through, but this was a way that actually it would pay back to them.
Right. Benefited both sides.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. So he said that the minute he knows where that he's going to be selling, there's people lining up to get them.
Well, it's a good deal because you double your money.
You basically double your money. Yeah. Yeah. You buy them for 10 and they're instantly worth 20. And I would say there's probably 40 some businesses, but not only businesses. We've had businesses that have donated that can't accept them for legal reasons, like insurance agencies. But they have picked a nonprofit, and, Grace was one that just got, somebody nominated Grace and the Richland Center Auditorium. So if you're thinking about buying a raffle ticket, just think about it. You can buy BuzzBucks, but you can buy double what you were going to spend on them. Same with the Betty Hayes fundraiser. Same thing. You know, if you were going to give $100, if you buy BuzzBucks, it's instantly worth $200. You know, there's just the Richland Rescue, just many different organizations, the Family Thrift Shop, that, you know, it's instantly worth double.
Mm-hmm. And those are still for sale for a little while longer.
As far as I know, you know, they are good until August 1st, and then the businesses need to turn them in so that they can Andy can come back and you know, pay them for whatever they have. But he's the one that's kind of controlling that. As long as there is donations coming in that helps cover some of the cost, then he will keep selling them.
Mm-hmm. And that's to benefit youth football and some other things?
It's to benefit the youth program. So, you know, again, kind of going back to what Steve said about Kiwanis, this is to help anyone. So if there's someone that can't afford something, then they're there to help them, to get the equipment that they need. You know, football is an expensive sport, and there's a lot of youth. They just had a football camp this past weekend, and there were a lot of kids that attended that. They'll have the Brady Ewing camp. So there's a lot of kids that want to participate, but I want to stress, too, it's not just Richland Center. It's all the surrounding area kids are invited. So they can come from River Valley. They can come from Dodgeville, Viroqua, Hillsboro, Kickapoo, Weston, Ithaca. I mean, they're there to help everyone. And again, a big shout out to these organizations, because they are ones that have stepped up and said, yes, we'll donate towards the program, because it comes back that it's helping the kids.
Mm-hmm. People can check more about that on the socials as well,
yep,
about when the camps are coming up and everything.
Exactly.
Sure. Joanne, anything you wanted to add in terms of Partners for Prevention and the upcoming event on July 9th?
Oh, I just want to remind the public that the park is now tobacco and smoke-free. And when we're talking about kids and we're out there to help the kids out, this actually was a decision that the kids decided. The Youth for Change is part of Partners for Prevention, and it's high school students. And they decided they did not want tobacco and vaping and everything in the park. And so they went to the park board several meetings and presented their case. They went to city council and they finally met with the mayor. And so city council approved the ordinance. And so now it is smoke-free. And it's, you know, like we're all here trying to protect our youth and make things easier for them, for their mental health, their physical health, everything. And here the kids are starting now to go out. And to me, that says a lot, because these are our future leaders. And when the kids can start taking the initiative, we should be watching them and supporting them.
Jody, what's the response been at the park since that ordinance was passed?
Well, we don't have the signs quite up yet, so you know people are hearing bits and pieces, and so I think once the signs get put up, it'll be more of a you know, more of a push where people can actually say, hey, you know, I don't like this, please don't smoke while, you know, by mm-hmm. me, and now it's an ordinance. We had Taste of the Hills and Thunderfest recently.
Yes.
I did send Betsy crafted a lovely message that helped me send to the, you know, I'm keeping it on file so I can send to all the events just as a reminder, hey, the parks are smoke free. And, you know, we've got some, I put some temporary signs up on the Meyer building, and, you know, just keeping everybody aware and letting them know, and hopefully that the event, the people that are organizing the events will also push that. And, you know, I talked to Christy and I talked to Mick, and they both were obviously, you know, in compliance with that and happy to put the signs up. So, you know, you still see it. People are out listening to music, enjoying, you know, it's hard to make that, you know, what do? You feel comfortable going up to someone and saying, hey, you know, this is smoke-free, and that's your choice at that point. you know, now that it's an ordinance, you can do that like with every other ordinance we have. So hopefully people will just start getting the message and keep our parks tobacco free.
It will be easier when the signs go up.
It will be. It will be definitely. And people, you know, for the most part, people aren't doing that next to the playgrounds necessarily that much anyway. You know, people most of the time have common sense and do that. And, but there's always the ones that you see. So, you know, that just gives you the opportunity to say, hey, please don't do this by me. So, and we'll hope it works out good.
Happy Parks and Rec Month, by the way.
Park and Rec Month. Yeah. Thank you very much. It's like my birthday.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just thinking, too, how many people had their first job through the Parks and Rec over the years? I mean, it's just been incredible, hasn't it?
Julie? I see pictures of your son in the hallway and all the coaches that I have worked with when I worked at the front desk. And it's just kind of fun to see all the kids coming through. And then now I'm seeing all those kids with their families, and you know, it's kind of cool. Brooklyn Ewing comes by and she got all the little kids. I worked with her for a number of years, you know, so it's kind of cool just to see it all come full circle for me. And there are a lot of kids that start their first jobs out either at the pool or now that you can be 15 and 14 at the concession stand. So we get them, you know, we get them at their first job, and hopefully they foster a love for Park and Rec and love to be outside and keep working with us.
I actually was working the pancake subway the last time, and someone in there said, here, I want to show you something. And there's pictures down the hallway, and there was Andy, and they were just talking that their son, I don't know how old he is now, he's in his 20s, mm-hmm. and Andy was, you know, with it. He was just a little guy, but, you know, Andy had hair back then, too.
He looked a little different, yeah. But I'm guessing, you know, he eventually became a coach. He probably had the opportunity to coach well at Park and Rec as well when he was out there.
He absolutely loved it. He absolutely loved it, because I know Shane Stibbe would tell me stories about how, like, they were doing something. I don't know if it was Little League or something, and some little child wanted to always play in the sand, so Andy came dressed as a pirate one day and was playing with him in the sand. So, you know, there's just stuff that actually, if some of the kids knew some of the stuff their coach did.
Yep. Oh, hold on. Stupid EAS is going off, so it must be the those monthly tests. So we're just on a timeout.
Oh, okay.
It interrupted our program.
Oh, no.
So normally it pops up and it'll say, we have to do a monthly test that runs about this time. And normally it pops up and tells me, but I didn't see it this morning. So we'll have to check on that.
Yeah, he would have been fun for, you know, to work with him at that point, because the Mortimer kids were really good, too, as far as dressing up. You know, I'm like, will you please dress up like a princess? I mean, Alex was like, sure, give me the wig.
Yeah. My son, who is also bald, by the way, he didn't coach,
And welcome back to our morning show studios. Interrupted, but we have to do that from time to time for an EAS monthly event there. So, but good memories of the park through the years. And I think that, again, it continues to provide not only the youth, but the parents and grandparents some great memories.
Well, I think it's really cool that now these kids have come back, and they're now, you know, now they're the leaders of different organizations, and, you know, they're teaching the youth how to give back, which is awesome. I mean, like I said, Lizzie Forehand and, you know, Andy, and a lot of them are just Brooklyn. I mean, they're just great to have them back.
Indeed. Anything, Jody, you wanted to add about summer programs or what's going on at the park?
Just keep signing up. We've got 5 more weeks left of rec camps, and we do have a free popsicle and ice cream sandwich day on July 16th. So until they're gone in the office, come in and see us just to kind of a little celebration for Park and Rec Month.
And you've been teaming with the library, I know, for some
things. Yes, the library had an event at the community center, but they have 3 more, looks like pretty fun events coming up. I can read those off.
Sure.
I have them down. July 16th, they're having a Bluey Bash at 11 a.m. So, I mean, go to Bluey Bash and then come and get a popsicle or ice cream sandwich from us. And then they are bringing in the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium for reptiles and amphibians on July 23rd. And then there is another one that I missed, the Bombastic Bubble Show on July 10th. So that one's coming up. So, you know, lots of fun, lots of good ideas. People are coming up with really fun ideas for the public. And so we hope that everybody comes out and supports us and supports our causes.
Some of those things, I'd like to be a big mouse in the corner just to see how they go, you know.
Will you please dress up as a mouse and be in the corner?
I didn't mean that. That'd be a big mouth.
It'd be fun.
Anything else you guys want to add over on this side of the room here?
Well, I just want to say, everybody, please come out Wednesday, July 9th, and come and take advantage of the free swim at the park, and then come across and eat to your heart's content.
Yeah, indeed. And put some hot cherries on top of those pancakes.
We can do that.
That sounds really good. And Joanne, we'll be seeing partners here again. In fact, tomorrow I think we're going to have a segment on about
that. I believe Betsy will be here tomorrow, and I think you have an interview with Dr. Wright. And it's all starting that mental health and anxiety with screen time and cell phone use. And just want to, you know, let the community know that if the school decides, this is what the school decides, it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a screenless summer. They told us about that earlier from the district. I think that's a good way to put it. Screenless.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they did have Homer at the pool. We posted that out
online.
Yeah.
Homer was at the pool.
Yeah, okay. He came out. I don't think he actually jumped off the diving board, but he was there playing with the kids and just promoting the screenless summer. So.
Well, I saw my niece posted on Facebook the other day that she was so proud because, you know, it says you get your weekly thing of how long you've been on. She goes, I did it. It took me a while, but I did it. I only had 1 hour and some minutes last week of screen time.
Nice. It's working.
Well, they're doing the bingo card, too, the school is. Yes. And, you know, just different ways that they can win bingo by just doing different events other than being on screens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like they had a firefly, you know, watch fireflies or whatever. And the one that I liked the most was listen to a radio show. So that's
Hey, interesting.
That was awesome. All right. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming in. And Steve Kohlstedt earlier, he had to bug out early today. But we wish him the best as well. Steve Kohlstedt and Sheila Troxell representing the Kiwanis Club. Joanne Krulatz representing Partners for Prevention. And Jody Meaton, director from Richland Center Parks and Recreation.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Dairyland Transport has a lot of experience in transporting temperature-controlled cargo. When you choose Dairyland, you can be confident in knowing your freight is properly monitored and transported at the right temperature and with the latest equipment available. Dairyland Transportation is looking for drivers, offering local, regional, and long-haul drivers. Whether you're transporting refrigerated goods or shipping dry goods and materials, Dairyland is committed to providing the highest level of expertise and reliable performance on every single move. Call 649-3044.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers like Tina here.
Yeah, they give us special rewards and exclusive deals and everything. It feels like they're putting on a fireworks display just for me.
Yeah, and the grand finale is giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Us Days just got bigger. All customers can get a free phone with no trade-in. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true. We take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
This summer, make a splash for free. The Richland Hospital and Clinics invites you to free pool days on three different Tuesdays in Richland Center, Muscadet, and Spring Green. Join us Tuesday, July 22nd in Richland Center, Tuesday, July 29th in Muscadet, and Tuesday, August 12th in Spring Green. Bring the whole family and beat the heat on us. Learn more at richlandhospital.com.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles